This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Do the show, bitch.
And let's get started.
All right, here it comes.
It's Ben and Woods.
Try to say this nicely. When you look at Ben, Paul, and me, it doesn't scream athlete.
With Ben Higgins.
Bicka, bicka, bow, 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 bicka, bow, bow, bump, bump, what, ha, 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 ha. On your mark, ready, set, let's go.
And Stephen Woods.
I want to win. I want to win at all costs. I really do. Other than, you know, lying, cheating, and stealing, I don't want to do that, but whatever it takes to win, I'm willing to do.
Ben and Woods.
Blame it on the Henry.
On 97.3 The Fan.
Do the show, bitch.
2 hours down, two to go on a Tuesday morning. It's Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan, coming at you from the Home Loan Arranger studio at 97.3 The Fan. Don't put your loan in danger. Call the Loan Arranger. And again, coming up at the bottom of the hour, 7:35, our conversation with Brian O'Grady. We get to talk to the birthday boy yesterday via Zoom before the win over the Colorado Rockies last night, 7-0. Catch up on a guy we haven't spoken to since St. Patrick's Day back in spring training. Is that right? It's been that long?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Good to see him back on the big league club. And just like all these other guys contributing, chipping in when the Padres are shorthanded with all the COVID IL situation that they have going right now. Found out a couple of things, though, in this interview that I did not know about Brian O'Grady, including his longtime relationship with one of his teammates on the Padres. His
you didn't know
teammates.
That?
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I was at the game the other day. We had to leave on Saturday to go relieve the sitter. And as we're walking out of the stadium, they pipe in Jesse and Tony. And I would listen, of course, Jesse Agler with the fun fact, the last two major leaguers that Rutgers has produced both play here for the San Diego Padres, Brian O'Grady and Patrick Kivlahan. Really good stories coming up from O'Grady as well. Ben asks a great question about his beloved wife, Delaney. I wanted to give a shout-out, too, while we're on this topic. Did you see last night, they have to be tier ones out there in left field. They had to be. They were all singing Brian O'Grady, happy birthday. You see that?
I figured that was you and Paul.
No, it was not. Okay. I couldn't go to the game last night. My wife had to work last night, Benny. I would have absolutely
bet your
been
ass
there.
I would have been there if I could.
Yeah, out in left field singing happy birthday to Brian O'Grady. And he tweeted last night. He's like, dude, that's so cool. And his wife's like, oh, my God, I love Padre fans so much. Way to make them feel welcome. I thought that was really, really special.
So we've got that coming to you at the bottom of the hour, 7:35. Jesse Agler, the fun fact man himself.
Oh, yeah.
Voice of the Padres will be with us at 8:35 as he is with us each and every Tuesday. And we'll play the Incorporator for tonight's game. Another 7-10 start. Padres against the Rockies as the Padres go for their fifth win in a row. It'll be Blake Snell on the mound. Just trying to get on track here in this 2021 season. Going up against Austin Gomber as the Padres look to roll their winning streak onward.
So it was great watching the broadcast the other day, and they talked to Blake Snell, and they had him on. And
during, by the way, that Manny play,
yes,
he was actually on the air with the ESPN guys.
Yeah, and they were asking him about Ryan Weathers. And they're like, so what do you see out of this kid? And he's like, well, I see a kid that's not afraid to attack the zone. You know, bulldog out there. I'm like, Blake, do that. Do whatever you see in Ryan Weathers, that should be your approach.
You know, I don't get the sense from Blake Snell that he's nibbling. I don't think that's what it is.
I don't either. I don't think he's nibbling either.
I think his stuff is just so sometimes good that he can't rein it in enough to keep it in the zone.
Well, and so the knock on him has been, I think, from, you know, listen, some of the couch managers, myself included, the knock on him has been, bro, you've got 97. Let him hit it. Like, throw it. And, you know, he did throw one in the zone. Guy hit it out of the yard. It's going to happen.
Man. His problem is he's just laboring. He's not pitching
poorly. And he doesn't go out there and throw 91.
He's,
you know, and you're like, oh,
eight,
no.
8-pitch at bat after a 7-pitch at bat, yep, followed by another 8-pitch at bat. It's hitting ground outs. He'll strike a guy out here and there. But
he struck out 7.
He's
you
not
know?
Pitching bad.
He's walking too many guys, yep, and he's just
he'll
not.
He'll get 2 quick outs, then a walk a guy, give him a hit. And all of a sudden, yeah, it's a scoreless inning, but you face 5 batters and you had to throw 28 pitches to, yep, get through the inning. It's just, it kind of, it seems like it's the same thing game in and game out.
He's
with
just
Blake Snell.
He's just fighting whatever is in his head, because his stuff is some of the best stuff in baseball. His slider is ungodly. His fastball is electric. And he's just fighting whatever is between the ears right now.
He needs an inning or two. Actually, like John Gray had yesterday when the Padres went 1-2-3 in 3 pitches.
That was,
which you almost never want to do. And the only way to really ever do it in the big leagues is the way it happened. Out on the first pitch.
Manny hanging curveball.
Yeah,
they missed.
And he just missed. And then a single on the second pitch. So the Padres have a runner at first. And then Tommy Pham attacks the third pitch and grounds into a double play. And then all of a sudden, the inning is over after 3 pitches.
If I'm Tommy Pham, I need to see one there. I need to watch one.
Well, I mean, there's only one out. And you know he's throwing balls in the zone.
But he's throwing 2 pitches.
Right, but you don't feel, you're never expecting to ground into the double play in that situation.
Are you?
Don't be mean.
I'm not, but that's the way that it's been going. So I'm going to see. He works the count as good as anybody. He's still getting his walks. Tommy Pham hacking, ground ball, double play, 3-pitch inning, which is the pitcher's dream. Absolute dream.
And by the way, it came after a 7-pitch top of the inning from Yu Darvish. So we actually had an entire inning.
It was like 6 minutes
with
long.
With 10
yeah.
pitches.
It was great.
Last night.
That's great. That's old school baseball.
Yeah. And the game still somehow stretched till after 10 o'clock.
Yep, sure did. Sure did.
Even with a 10-pitch inning for both sides right there. So
we had a cool voicemail. We haven't been getting to a ton of voicemails because, well, we haven't had a ton of voicemails.
Don't forget, we do voicemails.
But I did like this one. Somebody called in last night.
Hey, guys. It's the Hiccup Man, but yeah. Today was my first game with my pops. It's been 2 years since our last game and live at Petco, and I think everybody's had a tough year last year, and especially him. He lost his dad and 3 other family members, and then my mom had surgery 2 weeks ago, and he's gonna have his kidney stones removed on Thursday. So today was a nice distraction, and it's nice to see the boys out there with the 7-0 win, and it's also nice to see Jace Tingler, you know, having Manny's back, and hopefully this little incident that Dodger fans like to blow up, hopefully that will inspire the Padres like that 3-0 swing did last year for Tatis and the rest of the team. So, yeah, go Padres.
All righty. Certainly best of wishes to that entire family. Obviously, they've been going through some rough things. What did he say his name was at the beginning? It sounded to me like
Hiccup
he said
Man.
Hiccup Man?
Hey, guys. It's the Hiccup Man.
Hiccup Man. That's a interesting nickname to get saddled with.
Did we nickname him that? It's not ringing any
that.
Bells. Did he call him leave a hiccup voicemail?
I think that does actually.
Does it?
It does sound familiar.
I don't know.
If you do want to leave a voicemail, like during the game, after the game, anytime, you can't call into Ben and Woods in the morning, the number is 619-798-4892. 619-798-4892. Just put it in your speed dial under Ben and Woods voicemail, and you can call in the Hammer Hotline, we call it, and leave the message in honor of our long time ago assistant producer Hammer, who.
Miss him.
Yeah, he was tweeting last night that he was drinking tap water to stay humble.
He's such a gem. He's such a gem. I talked to him on Sunday. He's crushing. Miss him. Need him in here.
Speaking of crushing, listeners have been crushing the past couple of days on Take on Woods.
Settle down.
5 for 5s qualifying for the trip to Las Vegas. Can they make it 3 in a row? It's time to play our game of musical trivia.
Woods.
So Woods sticking around now because he's got to hear what the category is going to be in our new format.
By the way, yesterday went and grabbed breakfast. My wife said, oh, go ahead and go treat yourself. And I got the baby right now. So I walked and down and got some breakfast. And over the intercom, the radio, they were playing Take on Me. And I flinched.
A little PTSD.
Oh, yeah, PTSD. Got my ass kicked yesterday.
All right, so we got Jared on the line. Jared, good morning to you.
Hi, Jared.
Good morning, gentlemen.
All right, so here's what you're playing for. It is our grand prize drawing, qualifying for a two-night stay at the Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino, round of golf for two, and a $250 food and beverage credit, Legendary Vegas Fun. We now have three categories to choose from, yesterday's two plus a new one for today. You'll choose the category, and then Woods, you'll leave. Go to a soundproof booth. You'll get 5 questions, 60 seconds. Woods, you'll get the same 5 questions. And if you can beat or tie Woods, we'll throw your name into the hopper for the grand prize. So here are your choices today of category. We bring back On the Calendar. Woods is a G. And our new category today is Current Events. Which of those three categories do you think you got your best shot at, Jared?
Let's try On the Calendar.
On the Calendar is today's category. All right, Woodsy's going to leave the studio so he cannot hear what will be going on. You'll have 60 seconds on the clock. 5 questions, Jared. Good luck to you. Every question in today's Take on Woods has something to do with one of the months on the calendar. We'll start with one of our 2-second songs. To get a point, you'll need to give me both the title and the artist from a very short clip of a well-known hit. Your 60 seconds is on the clock. Your time begins when Pauly plays the music. Here's your 2-second song, Jared.
September.
All right, think about the band. Which alt-rock band found success with their 1995 single, December? Oh, What a Night is actually the subtitle of which classic song by the Four Seasons featuring a month and a year?
Oh, man. Pass.
Bruce Springsteen's love ballad, 4th of July, Asbury Park, is often referred to by what name, the object of Springsteen's affections in the song?
Oh, my goodness.
All right, name the band who had a top 10 hit in 2005 with their song Wake Me Up When September Ends.
Green Day.
All right, back to the 2-second song. Give them the clip. You know it. You know the artist.
Man.
Gotta go.
I think of who it is.
All right, which alt-rock band found success with their 1995 single December? All right, you got Green Day right there at the end. Wake Me Up When September Ends. The other answers, you got September, but it was by Earth, Wind, and Fire, the 2-second song. 1995's December is by Collective Soul. Oh, What a Night by the Four Seasons is called December 1963. And Sandy is the name of the lady and what people call that song by Bruce Springsteen, 4th of July, Asbury Park. So 1 point. We'll see how Woodsy does. We'll bring him back into the studio now. Woodsy trying to break a 2-show losing streak on Take on Woods today. And nothing you did wrong. You got 4. I think you got 4 out of 5 both times.
Both times, yeah.
But you can't beat a perfect score. All right, so same 60 seconds. Pauly, time on the clock. And we'll start, Woodsy, with a 2-second song. Give me the title and the artist to score a point. Your time starts when Pauly hits the music. Let's play.
Cool in the Gang, September.
Which alt-rock band found success with their 1995 single, December?
Pass.
Oh, What a Night is actually the subtitle of which classic song by the Four Seasons featuring a month and a year?
Pass.
Bruce Springsteen's love ballad, 4th of July, Asbury Park, is often referred to by what name, the object of Springsteen's affections in the song?
Pass.
Wow. Name the band who had a top 10 hit in 2005 with their song Wake Me Up.
When,
which alt-rock band found success with their 1995 single December?
December. Alt rock. December. F word. Pass.
Oh, What a Night. Subtitle of which classic song by the Four Seasons featuring a month and a year?
Oh, September 63.
Bruce Springsteen's Love Battle, 4th of July, Asbury Park, is often referred to by what name? The object of Springsteen's affections in the song.
Oh!
And how about this? We have a tie, which means Jared,
God,
hang on.
Balls.
Your name gets to go in the hopper. It was a hard one.
Feel real dumb.
The final score was 1-1. The only one you got correct, the same one that Jared got, was Green Day. You got September. You both did, but you didn't know the artist. It's Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Earth, Wind, and Fire! cool in the gang.
Polly, can you call up that 1995 song, December, that neither of them got?
Yeah, let me see if I can
see if you know what it is once you hear it.
December.
We'll figure that one out. The other answer is, Oh, What a Night, is December 1963.
Late December.
I thought it was September. No, it's December. And Sandy is the Bruce...
Collective freaking soul.
There it is.
God dang it.
All right, tough one today. But congratulations, Jared. Hang on.
Those were brutal.
Paul will give you...
What was the Springsteen one?
Sandy. Tough one, I know. There were not only so many songs that had months.
And we don't do calendars anymore. Right,
that category gets thrown out, and we'll add a new category tomorrow. But Jared, we'll get your information, put your name in the hopper.
I love this new format.
Three in a row.
Format.
I like the new format a lot, too.
Three in a row, qualifying for the trip to Las Vegas.
December.
We're back in 63. We're so close on a couple of them.
God.
Really close. All right, Don't Do This is coming up next.
Those are really hard.
And I know that we had another, didn't we have another 3-0 situation a la Fernando Tatis Jr. in baseball?
Yesterday. Yes.
This one got a little spicy in the Twin Cities. We'll get to that coming up next. Right now, let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan.